The second boy re'e, shalayka dairus arishayim, dairus achrayim, was a completely different inyan. Dairus arishayim machnisim peiraseim derech tarksamoin, kedei lechayvim b'maiser. Dairus achrayim machnisim peiraseim derech gagois v'derech karfifois, kedei lepoipton in a'maiser. And Pasha, when you learn this Gemara, and incidentally, this is also a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, daf lamed hei amid beis, in the beginning of Perek Ketz Mevarchen, it seems that there was a tremendous Yiridus HaDeiros, and the Deiros HaChrayim, they were looking for a way out. So, Enoch and Ami, they were from in the sense that they understood that there's Torah mitzvahs, they had a conscience. But at the same time, if there's a way for me to not have to give Chumas and Maisnes, Adarabba v'Adarabba, let me get away from it and let me maybe not have to. The Deiros HaRishayim, if I cared, they wanted to do Torah mitzvahs. Whereas the Deiros HaChrayim felt differently. But the truth is, the Chassidus HaSfarim, in different places, they express a different hergish as it relates to what the minig of the Deiros HaAchrayim was. That is, we know the rule is, Gadol HaMetzuvah V'Oisa, Yoisa Mimisha Eina Metzuvah V'Oisa. In other words, a person that's mechuyev in a mitzvah and does a mitzvah, he gets more reward for doing the mitzvah than a person that's not mechuyev in a mitzvah and does the mitzvah. What's the reason? So Taisus brings throughout Shas. The reason is because when you have an obligation to do something, so the Etzahara is much stronger. It's telling you not to do it. It's the allure of the forbidden fruit. Whereas if I'm not mechuyev to do something, so then the Yetzer Hara is not playing with me so much. And as a result, to do it is not such a big deal. When a person's a mitzvah v'oisa, he has to overcome more in order for him to be able to do the mitzvah. And as a result, he's going to get more schar. The melchemes hayetzer is greater. Therefore, it's lefum tzara agra. As opposed to somebody that's an eina mitzvah v'oisa, he doesn't have the Yetzer Hara so stark. And because he doesn't have the Yetzer Hara so stark, so it's for that reason, sebrentem nisht, and being that sebrentem nisht, so therefore the halacha is, he only gets less schar, he gets the schar of the eina mitzvah v'oisa. It's Yidua, the Reb Itzel of Petterberger said that the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf beis amid beis, rov v'yater goyim, that the Eibishter saw that the b'nei noyach, they weren't keeping the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so he said, oh, you're not keeping the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Says the Gemara, what? That's a way out? Just don't do a mitzvah, and then all of a sudden you're not going to have to do it anymore. It's going to be a taras nadar, mikanu labala mafreya. So the Gemara says, no, what it meant was that the Eibishter said that even if you're going to do the mitzvah, you're not going to get schar anymore like a mitzvah v'oisa. You're only going to get schar like an eina mitzvah v'oisa. The question is why? At the end of the day, they are mitzvah v'oisa. Said Rab Itzala, because why does a mitzvah v'oisa get more schar than an eina mitzvah v'oisa? It's because he has the mechames hayetzer. Because he wakes up in the morning fighting with himself. So that fight, that struggle, every time he overcomes the Eitz Sahara, there's a Lefum Tzara Agra component, and therefore you get more schar. The Eibishter saw that the Bnei Noach were not keeping Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Oh, it's not Choshev to you? You don't care about it? Even if you get it right, you're not going to get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. Because the schar of a mitzvah v'oisa doesn't come simply because of the fact that you're a mitzvah v'oisa. It becomes because of the struggle, because of the fight, because of the battle. It's because you're duking it out with the Yetzer Hara. That's why you're getting more schar. A bezok Rav Itzela, you could be a mitzvah v'oisa and you're going to go up to Shemaim, you're going to get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. Sometimes I made Zman Kriyishma, sometimes I didn't make Zman Kriyishma, but if you don't care, and you don't have that Melchemes HaYetzer, that was his marshal, I think, then you're not going to ever get schar like a mitzvah v'oisa. I grabbed a daven in the early minyan and I made it. Say it, it's very nice. But at the end of the day, it's not something that matters. And if it's not something that matters, you don't have that Yetzer Hara that you have to overcome. If you don't have the oil, then you're not going to get schar like the mitzvah v'oisa. That was the nekuda of the Bnei Noach, Rav v'yater goyim. So they didn't care. If you don't care, you don't have the oil. And if you don't have the oil, you're not going to get schar like. But the bottom line is Gadol HaMetzuvah V'oisa Yoisa Misha'ena Metzuvah V'oisa. And it comes from what? It comes from the Melchemes HaYetzer. If you're a Metzuvah V'oisa, so the Melchama of the Yetzer is much stronger and therefore you're going to get more schar. If you're a Metzuvah V'oisa, Yetzer doesn't care so much. Because if you don't do it, you're not being punished anyways. So if that's the case, the schar is going to end up being less. The Chassidus HaSfarim say, I am B'divrei Yoyol, Hilgisat Merav, Parshas V'yetze, Yismach Moshe, Parshas Yisroi, that the Deiros HaRishonim, they went with the regular Mahalach. Their Mahalach was, I want to be chayv in a mitzvah. I'm a mitzvah v'oisin, the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisres. I'm going to go k'derech HaMelech. I'll have the Yetzahara that I'm going to fight. Well, at the end of the day, I'm going to end up getting more schar. And this is the right, glatt way to do it. The Deiros HaRishonim, they felt that they were weaker. They felt they were schwacher. They were afraid of the Yetzahara
that comes in to the person that's Mitzvah Va'isa. They didn't want to not give Trumas and Maestras. In fact, the Gemara doesn't say they didn't give Trumas and Maestras. They maybe wanted to give Trumas and Maestras, but they didn't want to be Chayiv in Trumas and Maestras. They wanted to be an Eina Mitzvah Va'isa. And although an Eina Mitzvah Va'isa gets less Char, but the Eina Mitzvah Va'isa also doesn't have to fight the fight. And they thought it's Kedai for me to walk away from the real Shtark Yetzirah at the expense of Enochanami, only getting schar like Einam Mitzvah. So everybody wanted to do the right thing. Ritzoneinu, Lasris, Ritzoncha, everyone is Eilu Ve'elu Diver Lekim Chaya, everyone wants to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Chumas and Maestras. But you think it's so easy for a person to take 10% and another 10% and just go and give it away? It's not so easy. It's a very, very difficult thing to do. It's a big Nesoyin. And they, Doris V'Achreinim, felt that they were Shvach. And who said that I'm going to be Matzliach and I'm going to be able to overcome my Yetzirah? So the Doris Arishoyinim, their Mahalach was, they felt so confident in their Avodas Hashem. So what was their Inyan? Their Inyan was, let me go, let me give, to take the tefua, derech hamelech, I'll be chayim in the iraisa, I'm going to have that iraisa to get Zahara, who's going to try to take me down with this atevel, I'm going to punch him in the nose, I'm going to give chumas and maestras, I'm going to get schal like a mitzvah v'oisa, it's going to be literally not shayach. But in terms of the Doris HaChroinim, they felt schwacher, and because they felt schwacher, they went about it differently, they said, let me better be potter, and if I'm going to be potter, we'll do it, we'll get schal like a mitzvah v'oisa. But that was something that they were more comfortable with. What came to mind was the Gemara Masechta Soita, where the Gemara says, "Vayovay habaisa lasis malachte." Yosef Atzadik, he came to the house of Eishes Poitifar lasis malachte. The Gemara says, "Machlik is Rav and Shmuel." We don't know who said what. Chad Amar once said malachte mamish. Reuven Margolis knew who said what, but malachte mamish, he came to do his work. He was coming to do an Aveira. And everyone's matmi on this Gemara. It's one of the most shveri Gemaras in Shas. That to the extent it's not muchach anywhere in the pasuk that Yosef HaTzadik went to do an Aveira. So why would either Rav or Shmuel be choshed Yosef HaTzadik that he went lasis trochov? Mechatesi, why would you assume that? Fakert, if there's a way to teach malachte, meaning that he's going to do his malacha, maybe that's what he was doing. And here too, the Chassidus Sfarim, I saw it once in the Sfarim from the Chdusherim, and I think others say it as well, that Avada, no one's being choshed Yosef HaTzadik, that Yosef HaTzadik was going to do an Avera. However, the Shaila over here was, what's the Mahalach and Avodas Hashem? Is the Mahalach and Avodas Hashem for a person to walk into the lion's den, manish, be in the same room, in the same house with Eishes Baitifra, and to overcome his Yetzahara? Go Derech Tark Simoin, bring on the Yetzahara. And at the same time, let me overcome it. Or fakert, there was another anhaga that chalil, you don't want to go anywhere near it. The machloikis was not whether Yosef was going to do the Avera. The machloikis was he going to put himself into the matzav of the Avera? Chadam, no, it was just a regular day. It was 9 to 5. He was going to do his work. The other man says, no, he was going mamish to put himself in the lion's den, but not chalil to be nichshol. He was going there to overcome the Yetzer Hara. This mahalach of Deiris HaRishayim and Deiris HaChroinim, the two different ways to look at the world.